Hey, sometimes we get a list of places because people just find out about us. Other time, you know, they've heard of good things about us. They get recommendations from somebody. Here's a real nice place, about 400 acres, high-end recreational property that we're listing just because we're friends with the guy, and he's a business partner in some other ventures with us. So sometimes you just get lucky. I'm on a really nice recreational property here in the South. Several hundred acres, really nice camp. I'm not gonna tell you where it is or show you the camp or anything yet. It's not time to do that. But I wanted to use this particular property as an example of a problem that pops up from time to time. This particular property, when it goes on the market, it's going to be one of a handful of properties just like this that I could throw a blanket over, so to speak. I mean, it's in the same general footprint in the world, the same exact high-end recreational type of location, and he's going to be competing with other sellers with similar properties. Now, that doesn't sound like a big deal until you realize that people buying high-end recreational properties, they're buying it with, it's a luxury purchase. They don't have to have it, they just want to have it. And the competition is not as fierce for something like this as it is for a modest middle America, three bedroom, two bath home in a nice, you know, middle income neighborhood somewhere. Those are in high demand. People are competing for those. Everybody needs a place to live. Not everybody needs several hundred acres of high end deer hunting, duck hunting with a, you know, 3,000 square foot camp on it. So with that in mind, I want to give you three things that to think about, to keep in mind when your property's on the market and it's in a competitive environment, so to speak, or when other sellers are competing to sell their similar property with yours, okay? Now, this can apply to residential, commercial, or where I'm standing here, high-end recreational properties. The same principles apply across the spectrum, but we're using this as an example because it's what we do. Number one, make a good first impression. Now, where I'm standing right here at the camp, I can see right there the gate to this property. It's a locked metal gate. It's how you get on the place. That's where a land agent is going to bring a buyer through the gate to come see this property and hopefully make a deal. The minute he unlocks that gate and starts driving, within the first, I'd say, 50 yards, that buyer is going to be making a judgment about this place because he'll be able to see the camp. He'll be able to see the barns. He's going to be looking at it. Now, if this place is grown up, and it's the time of the year, everything is growing, greening up, lushing up. If it's grown up, if there's stuff scattered everywhere, if equipment isn't put away, the buyer's going to notice that. And the kind of money he's paying for a place like this, it's going to register. And he's immediately going to just start shutting down a little bit because he's already got a bad impression. This place is not going to be on the market at some steal price that he's going to overlook the junk and the mess and the chaos. Not at all. He's going to start making mental notes and he's going to start shutting down. Now, this place looks fine. I'm not saying this place doesn't, but my point is, make a good first impression. You got to keep the place up. You got to clip the roads. You got to fix all of the ruts from this past winter's rain and mess. And you got to just make it pleasant. So when that buyer drives up, he's already starting to make a little connection with the place because he likes it. It feels good. It's visually pleasing. He can find himself enjoying the place already before he even gets out of the truck. So number one, make a good first impression. Number two, make it easy to buy from you. For whatever reason, and it just befuddles me, I see it all the time, your sellers will make it so difficult to do business with them. Now, you've got to overcome the price already. That's a big obstacle, primary obstacle on a high-end recreational track. You got to overcome the price. And then after that's done, it ought to be smooth sailing from there, but no. Or sellers want to then start doing, you know, all these other little things. They want to reserve this. They want to keep that. They want to demand this access there. They want to, you know, oh no, I'm keeping the flat screen in the den there. I'm keeping all those deer stands and feeders. No, no, no. You can't have the boat access to the boat ramp. That's private. A thousand things start happening where sellers screw up the deal because they're so dang hard to do business with. Now, I'm not saying that a seller needs to give away everything, no, but make it simple. Go ahead and make all of that stuff clear up front in the listing so that a buyer knows in advance sort of what he's working with. So then when it comes to saying, hey, I want to buy your property, let's negotiate that price, let's make a deal, make it easy to do business with you. Number three, make sure you have value. And what I mean by that is make sure your place with all of the amenities, all of the stuff that's coming with it, is properly priced. Because that buyer that drove through the gate on your place, he also is right over there, quarter mile away. He's gonna look at that place, or has, and he's gonna compare. And he's gonna make a buy based on the best value. He's got any sense, which he does, or he wouldn't be spending this kind of money, he's gonna have done some research on what stuff's selling for. His land guy is gonna provide some information about value and comps and what it costs to build a building like this, and how much barns cost and all of the stuff. He's gonna know what things are worth. And if you're priced way off the planet, he's just gonna blow right by you and he's gonna go do business over there. So my point is, make sure that you have done your research and you're putting your place on the market, not at a giveaway steal fire sale price, but at the right price, that the value is there. So with that said, make a good first impression, okay? Make sure you're easy to do business with, and then make sure your place has value. Make sure it's priced appropriately for what it is. And then get out there with a good land agent, good marketing, get it done, get it sold. And we wish you the best. Heading south to Columbia, Louisiana, actually south of Columbia, to shoot some drone footage on a new listing that one of my agents, driving down the highway 165, my son Will. Yeah, Will, my 11-year-old's in the back. Took care of some business this morning on a computer, some contracts, new listing. Got several new listings I got to get up. I got a video taken care of and a podcast. And now go get this drone footage to put it on that listing for Mark. And we'll see what comes up after that. So sometimes it's big and exciting. Sometimes it's just routine day-to-day stuff. Will, look at this. Show this place right there. Look at this cool place I'm about to draw. That's pretty fun. Fresh battery.